Whether at the bar with superstars or cruising in a trooper car, I really don't care who you are. All I really need is a friend.
You got a friend in me.
But you say he's just a friend.
Talking about friends. Always be
friends. How many of us have them? Friends.
This is episode one of Rain Man and Friends. Issue one right here. All right. My first guest, a fellow Fizz buddy, Mr. Biff Sweetwater. Follow him on Twitter at Biff's Word. That's W-E-R-D. He is a psychedelic adventurer, a podcaster, comedian, very funny, super talented, sexiest voice in podcasting, it's fair to say. Some would argue. I tell them to, you know, go fuck themselves because it's true. I wish I had this man's voice. But we get into all types of topics, and this was so much goddamn fun. It's just so much fucking fun. The reason I even did this podcast was for the most selfish reason. I just wanted to talk to people who I thought were cool. And I think you'll be entertained. And if you like the format, let me know. And I'll continue to do it like this. If not, I mean, I'm still going to do it. But you know what I mean. Feedback, folks. All right. Sit back. Enjoy. You will enjoy this. I guarantee it. All right. Biff Sweetwater.
Can you hear me good?
Yep. Give me 1 second. Let me just...
I can never tell when this H4N Zoom is plugged in, if you're hearing me through the mic or through the laptop mic.
I have no fucking clue what's going on.
Yeah, I'm high as shit, dude. I just smoked that joint.
This is going to be fucking great. How you doing, my friend?
Good, brother. Good, man. I just finished editing my podcast. That's nice. It's gonna go out tomorrow or at midnight or whatever.
Fuck, man.
Christmas Eve podcast.
Everybody's hard at work.
Yeah, man.
Working on this shit. I'm loving it.
Yeah, dude.
First off, before you even get started.
Yeah.
Dude, congrats. How's Mrs. Sweetwater?
Yeah, thank you, bro.
On the marriage, man.
Yeah, man, it's good. You know, I got my shitty little cheap ass silver ring, but you know, so I could afford.
It's all good. What the fuck do you want, bro? What, you want it iced out? You want fucking?
Yeah, no, exactly. I don't want. Cause if you're flashing it, then people want a jacket, right? So that's what I've learned anyway. When I used to have nice things, I see guys always staring at it. They're waiting for you to, like, you know, not be paying attention, and then wham, over the head, they take your shit, bro.
Yeah, well, good strategy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I used to employ it myself, but, you know, can't do that stuff anymore.
Is that allegedly or?
Because
my podcast, I don't know if it's, you know.
Allegedly. Everything's
okay,
alleged.
There we go.
Everything's alleged.
Cool. Like, are there any Mexican or Puerto Rican superheroes? Any Hispanics out there?
Ooh, that's a good one. I can't think of one offhand. Like, it'd take me a minute. No, okay. I was thinking, I had a guy, but then I was like, no, he's native.
Was it
Sunspot? What about Sunspot?
See, I'm gonna have to check that.
He's a X-Men, X-Factor maybe even. I can't remember. He's with the X teams. He was on a couple X teams. And yeah, Sunspot. I know he's definitely Spanish. I don't know where he's from, but he's definitely a Spaniard.
Is it like some made up like a Hispanic like continent or some bullshit? Like,
no, I think he was protecting okay, maybe Sunspot's the wrong. No, Sunspot's the right guy. He was in the new that X-Men movie that just came out this summer. He's like, he was in the one of those future scenes where he's like, where they all get murdered by the Sentinels at the beginning.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe you're right.
But I can't remember exactly. I want to say Central America or maybe South America.
Huh.
But you're, that's a good thing. Yeah, that's interesting. Well, Miles Morales now, I'll say that.
Okay, that's true. He has kind of like the Obama effect. Like he's kind of half and half.
Yeah. He's half black, half Puerto Rican, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think that's his breakdown in the comics. Yeah, there you go, man. Spider-Man.
There we go. What the fuck? There it is. Shit. Dude, I've been thinking about that for like weeks.
Spider-Man, dude. Yeah. He's been, that Spidey's been out for like a couple years now, right?
I think so.
At least.
It completely just left my fucking mind. While we were recording the podcast, a thunderstorm, a pretty bad thunderstorm, was going by Georgia and completely took out all the power on the street. For like a split second, everything was completely black. And that disconnected our Skype call. So we get back into that. But before that happens, my cat, Sir Francis Drake, he just starts biting the fucking mic while we're talking. And we actually get into a conversation where Biff explains his, I guess, his mutant ability to summon cats to do his bidding. I'll let him explain it. Bad guy, then he was a good guy.
Whoa, I saw that.
My fucking cat is biting the mic because he's a fucking cunt, an ungrateful cunt.
He's so cute.
But I love my baby.
He's so cute.
Fucking bastard. I got you off the fucking streets.
Dude, we had this... I'm like a cat whisperer, dude. Lately, I've been making cats, like, follow me and tally around. Like, I just... Meow, 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 meow. I just do that constantly, and then they're, like, at different pitches. I find the frequency that's right for each cat, and then they, like, come to me, and I can win them over. Like, everyone was like, that's a mean cat, don't touch me. Like, that cat will love me. And so, like even yesterday, we were going to this Mexican joint, getting some, like, bomb-ass quesadillas and stuff. And, this little kitty cat just follows me, like, three blocks down, a block up. And then, like, we got lost because he jumped behind a fence. He couldn't figure out how to get back over. So, like, dude, we got to go eat, man. But, like, you know, I saw him back when we come back around. He's still looking for us.
Dude, the whole time you were telling me that story, I was just... I already pictured you robbing a store with like four cats.
I totally do that, man. Get him. Mr. Pickles, attack.
Yeah, that could be like your like superpower.
Yeah. Well, I just incorporated this new bit in my stand-up where I say I have like cats inside of me. And I start like seizuring. Like one gets caught in the gears of my arm. Like, blah, blah, blah. You know, I do a whole fall like where I just drop right to the floor.
Like right in your Jesus,
it's great.
I gotta see that. Is that gonna be on the next podcast? Because I've seen you're gonna kind of incorporate.
Yeah. I like your stand up. Like, two of my buddies were videoing it. There's a professional guy filming it, but he's so goddamn slow at giving me the stuff. Right, like I did a show at the beginning of November, and I that was more solid than the one I just did the other day. I have to say, like I had my shit like together for that one, and I didn't go up there with no sheets in my hand. Didn't have to look at my phone. I did 5 minutes solid straight through. It was like five and a half minutes, you know, straight through. And I thought that was a good set. He told me the other day when we did this show that he's going to give me the fucking footage after Christmas. But, like, you know, what does that mean?
That could mean.
Anytime after Christmas.
Yeah, you're going to get it next year.
So before next Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Okay, so let's go.
Oh, but, yeah, and then, so the set I just did, I had a bit with the cats, yeah, but I don't think it was a solid, I did 10 minutes this time, and I don't know, man, a heckler hit me at, like, 8 minutes in, and I kind of started falling apart. I was not prepared for no heckles.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, man, I should have shut him down, but I was, like, just answering his questions nicely, but I just, like, just shut your fucking mouth.
So that's how you deal with them, you're just gonna be, like, polite.
Oh, you gotta be rude, yeah. I fucked up. I was too nice. I was just, and he fumbled me, bro. I couldn't remember my place. I had forgotten one of the pages that had this whole bit about me, like, having three different jobs, or my past jobs, and I don't lie on my resume, so I tell him, like, my last three jobs were, hired goon, cat burglar, and, I forget what the other one was, you know, but I just say some, like, retarded shit. And then I say, well, I can't do the other ones anymore.
You should actually put that as the third one, like, I can't remember some retarded shit.
But, you know, I got some laughs the other night, so it was good, you know. I made people laugh. I think the stupid shit that I just made up on the spot made people laugh more, where I just, like, say, like, stuff about poo. You know, people laugh about that.
Poo never gets old, brother.
Yeah, man. Talk about
I mean, that is the fucking classic.
Yeah. Like, I threw all jokes. My material out before the show, dude. I wrote everything, like, I performed Saturday night. I wrote everything either Friday or Saturday. So I barely had that shit ready for the show.
Dude, I have so much fucking respect for stand-up comedians. Like, that shit is... That shit must be fucking nerve-wracking.
Oh, yeah.
Raking, however the fuck you say it.
Too, man. It was pretty dope. I got my boy Emo. He went up and did, like, 5 minutes. Because he brought his joke book. He's like, here, you can go through these jokes. I was like, nah, bro, you use them. I got my own jokes. You go up there.
Right?
Use these jokes, man. Yeah, he got up there. He's nervous, but he did it, you know. It's ballsy. It takes balls to get up there and talk.
Yeah, man.
There's more people than last time. There's, like, 30 people.
I'm going to have to take a trip up there. You know, I've never been to a fucking comedy show. Every time I'm getting ready to, like, something always happens that fucks it up.
Do you get – where's the action there? You got to go to Atlanta?
Yeah, that's about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
That's too far for me. I don't want to go there.
Vancouver's weird, dude. Like, not a lot of acts come through here, though. Like big name ones anyway. So I was surprised how many people came out to see Nobody suddenly.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I only knew three people there. My buddies that came.
Dude, you introduced me to Autistic Thunder and Earl
Spiegel.
Jesus fucking Christ. He has the – when you asked – when he was on your podcast, then you asked him a superhero question, like, what superpower would you have?
Yeah.
And he said white power. Dude, I must have laughed at that fucking line. I swear, for like a whole week, it would just pop in my head. And I would just fucking just start fucking dying, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Earl's the best. Dude. And he's a hardcore wrestling fan, too.
Yeah.
He loves wrestling.
Immediately after I listened to you, to your podcast, I like got on his podcast and shit and just started listening to
him. Yeah, man. Hit him up on Twitter at Earl Skakel. He just recently got passed at the Comedy mm-hmm. Store. Congratulations, Earl. You're the man.
Yeah, man, that shit was... And, dude, he needs to fucking go into fucking wrestling. Like, he's pretty fucking jacked, too.
He's ripped, bro. He's fucking ripped. It's ridiculous.
Dude, like, why the fuck is he not, like, training?
It was funny, too, because when we were doing the podcast, I didn't have a shirt on. And, and like, I'm, like, sitting with, like, my bed sheets all covered in, like, cum and shit. So it's just, like... Don't mind the scenery that you see behind me, Earl. This is a
dude, you gotta do it in like black light.
Operation.
No, you gotta have the lights out and I have like the black light on and just have like just the whole room just shining. That's how you should fucking record it.
Yeah, I need a trippy room. I should just go to my buddy's house and record. He's got the trippiest room ever.
Oh shit, man.
Yeah, boy.
Fuck, I'm still laughing about fucking Earl.
Earl's great. Yeah. I love
dude, he could be fucking the next Andy Kaufman.
He's gonna start blowing up more and more. I gotta harass Rogan to like get him on the podcast.
Yes, people need to hear this, man.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
How you been, man?
Dude, chilling. Hard at work. Trying to do this podcast shit. You know, keep going. The lights just went out. The lights just went on. Holy shit. Are you still there? Hello, hello? Uh-oh. The lights just went out. And I'm still recording. Okay, so after about 15, 20 minutes, we get the internet back up and running. I get the Wi-Fi back on, and we continue our conversation and get into a little TV talk. The show Gotham, I don't know. I had some type of faith in it, I guess. But Biff knew it was fucked at since Jump Street. And he explains why. That TV show was, it was just doomed from the beginning. A thunderstorm just went by and scared the shit out of everyone. So... But we're okay now.
God damn it.
So we're back. Sorry for that interruption. Fuck. Where were we?
I'm sure it was right on the cusp of something riveting.
Yeah. Fucking A. What can you do? All right. The show Gotham. What happened?
What do you mean, what happened? What did they ever have to start with?
Did you ever have any type of promise for this show?
No, but you know why? And it's all, and most DC thing, anything comic book, I give a chance. And this one, I avoided for most of the weeks. But then I started watching it maybe after 8 had dropped, just so I could check them out. And most of them I just sped through, because most of the scenes are just horrible and I can't watch them. But, yeah, the reason I knew it would be bad from the jump is because Bruno Heller is the creator and exec producer of the show. And if you don't know Bruno Heller, he's also the creator of The Mentalist.
Oh, you don't? I don't know what that show's about.
Yeah, it's just a really by-the-numbers show, and it never had, like, he never could write a proper ending. To me, I feel like it's just a ripoff of Psych, like a non-funny, a non-funny version of Psych, you know?
Oh.
But,
The Mentalist. Yeah, kind of sounds similar.
Yeah, he's just like, he does like little illusionist type, mentalist type tricks, you know? He's like a Darren Brown type of dude.
I see it already.
It's really lame. Like, the whole thing is to follow a serial killer, and then like the whole multiple seasons never fucking coming to, like, never gets him. Or he gets him, but it's not really him, it's another guy.
Also, it's just him always chasing after one fucking dude. Don't get into it. It looks like it just hurts you. Just
yeah, it's not worth the time, dude. It's not worth the time at all. It's just, and so like when I saw that Bruno Heller is behind Gotham, I was like, oh great, now he's just gonna ruin this. This is gonna turn into shit. Sure enough, there's this. I love when they like try and create new characters for some existing thing, like Fish Mooney. Never existed ever before. Never existed in any comic book form. Now Jada Pinkett Smith is fucking on this show. Why? Oh, she probably bought her way on. Her husband, her husband more likely bought her way onto it. The way he bought her other TV show she used to have, called The Hawthorne MD.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, what a piece of garbage that was. But hey, honey, I need some money. I need a show. I need something to make me relevant. Sure. Okay, bitch. Just let me fucking do it. I gotta go bang Eva Mendez. So fuck off. Here's your show. You know, like ain't nobody got time for that. You know, get out of here, lady.
I don't know if this guy does it on purpose, but anytime I hear him on a podcast, he always manages to just completely insult an actor's looks. He just calls them hideous actors. Like, I don't know what it is, but he always manages to sneak one in anytime he's on a podcast. And he didn't disappoint here. We were talking a little Batman and, the up-and-coming Batman versus Superman movie. And we start talking about Kevin Conroy, who is the voice of Batman and Bruce Wayne from the animated TV series, and I'll let Biff explain why he's not good for the movies.
Kevin Conroy all day. I still say that we should in all future movies dub out whoever's doing the Batman voice and throw Kevin Conroy. You want to be like Ben Affleck? You want to be Batman? That's fine. But guess what? Your voice is going to be Kevin Conroy's voice. That's how you're going to do this movie.
Okay, like that Batman versus Superman. Like, Batman is supposed to be a little bit older by this movie.
Yeah, he's aged.
Oh, so why not just use fucking Kevin Conroy?
Well, no, he's not fit. He doesn't have the greatest face. Let's just say there's a reason he's in voiceover, all right?
Jesus Christ.
There's a reason for everyone's being
I don't know if you know this, but you managed to insult an actor at every podcast you're on.
Of course, man.
Oh, man. Danny Penn, if you're listening, Danny Pinn, like, if you're listening, try to edit, like, all three actors that he says are just hideous.
What is that? Fucking hideous. Oh, Steve Buscemi.
Fuck. Oh,
fuck. That fucking ghoul. Man, I'm on the boardwalk, see?
Oh, he's fucking great, though. He knows what to do. He knows how to use that face, man.
Yeah, scary.
Work with it, brother. Work with it. Work with what you got.
Theo Rudy.
Fuck, man. That was so goddamn funny. Look at this fucking cat. Are you scared? That scared the shit out of him, man. Goddamn thunderstorm just said boom, 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 and then just silence.
Dude, we don't get that shit much in Vancouver, unfortunately. Because we get the mountains blocking most of the crazy storm action.
Because
we got this little island in front of us, even though we're on the water. We have this little other island that's really on the ocean.
Yeah.
And it blocks most of the cool storms. So, like, maybe once in a blue moon we'll get, like, a lightning thunderstorm, but usually it's just bullshit rain. Mm. You got to go, like, inland or something. But, like, dude, the other day I seen green goddamn lightning. Only the second time in my life have I seen this weird fucking green lightning shit. And I thought I was hallucinating because I asked my girl. I was like, do you see that? She's like, no, I didn't see it. It just looked like lightning. I was like, what, are you blind? And, I mean, she does wear glasses, so. But, you know, but then, like, again, like, 5 minutes later, we're still smoking outside. She sees it this time. Another crazy big green lightning blast. I don't know what that shit means, dude. I think
fucking
it means
aliens.
I think it has something to do with some kind of like grand world event that like most of the public is unaware of.
Hmm. Interesting.
Like, what if that was a superhero battle happening in the sky, and then like we like that's what you see, right? You see just like the clashes of like power when they hit each other.
Almost like some Greek Norse mythology type shit.
Yeah, man.
Like there really are fucking gods out there.
Yeah, but there's no black Norse gods.
You know what? After listening to that, and you're anti-black? No, just...
Hey, Idris Elba himself said he wants
to. No. Yeah, because he realized, like, fuck, man, they keep making these fucking things, man. It's like, I want to wear this fucking helmet.
Yeah, especially, like, to do, like three lines or some bullshit.
Yeah, and I just have to fucking stand here, like, shit.
Hours of makeup.
But no, you're you know what? You're kind of right. It doesn't make sense. Like,
Well, it makes sense if you want to make money and you want to, like, audiences, you're going to put some one of every kind. That's how you do it, right? You want to play it safe? You want to get the most numbers? One of every kind.
That's why Transformers at the end, there's all those, they go to Hong Kong.
Yeah.
For no reason.
The second half of that movie is all in.
They go to fucking like Hong Kong or something. Yeah. For no reason at all. None.
Oh, dude, yeah. I named that as one of my top five worst movies.
Did I not fucking tell you?
Yeah, you did, but I had to see it with my own eyes.
No, of course.
Man, Ray was on point with this. This is a huge hunk of shit. But like,
dude, that
when Wahlberg's like, oh, I'm an inventor. All right, but there, Wahlberg, sure you are.
He reminds you for 3 hours.
Yeah, he constantly...
I invent things. The whole time I'm watching it, as he's fucking Dirk Diggler, because the acting's so fucking bad.
Oh, dude, and when he
like,
does...
I'm waiting for him to fuck something, fuck a robot. Like, I'm like, okay, here we come.
Well, he steals that alien sword / laser gun thing, and he like says now he invented it. In the movie, he claims that he's now invented this.
Yeah,
I was like, that's not what inventing means, dummy. Inventing doesn't mean taking something and saying you invented it. That's not what inventing is.
No, you're wrong. I'm an inventor.
I think he has the wrong... Someone told him the wrong definition of inventing. So the whole time he's just been taking things from people and saying he invented it.
Like, yeah, he did take that, right?
Just like, he steals things. And he probably stole that child and said he invented her.
Oh, shit.
That's his daughter, because it doesn't look anything like him.
Yeah.
Look like a hot-ass broad, though.
I know, right? And it's so creepy how they made the little loophole. Like, oh, yeah, it's cool. Yeah, I'm young. It's okay. You could jerk off to me.
Oh, you want to hear, you want to hate the movie more? Because I can't say who told me. But you might have guessed if you know who was on my podcast very, very recently. But I'm not going to say his name just for safety reasons. He told me that that chick, because he hung out with that chick in Transformers 4, Wahlberg's daughter.
Yeah.
She's an heiress to like a million or billion dollar fortune already. Okay. And so she would fly her. She didn't need the money or to be in this movie at all. Like, it's not like she doesn't work, you know what I mean? She's like,
yeah, that's what I'm about to ask you.
Like, she's just a super rich, pretty girl. She flew herself to the set, like, fucking, like, every day on a private jet, like, back and forth across the city on a private fucking jet. Dude, it's mental. When I heard that, I was just like, fuck this movie. Fuck this prod. Like, fuck this whole fuck Michael Bay. Fuck this shit.
They just want to play. They just want to just, all right, yeah, I'll make a movie. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's like, give that to, like, there's lots of pretty poor girls that need that job, man. There's lots of poor chicks that'll exploit themselves for that job, man. Too. Like, give it to them. This is some bullshit.
Dude, it's the movie that started my podcast. I was just like, this is so bad, I have to vent out. Like, there's a couple of things that inspired the pod for me to start doing a podcast, and that's one of them. And it was like that fucking movie. Like, I watched it and I felt so bad. I took my fucking sister with me. I just felt terrible. I felt like the worst fucking brother. You know, she's 10 years old, so she looks up to me. So she sees me as, you know, I have good taste. You know, I introduced her to like superhero shit, you know. And she's like, you know, she's looking at me throughout the whole movie like, you brought me to this shit? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, it was better before. I promised you. Like, it was good. The cartoon, at least.
Oh, yeah.
You hear rumors of a Krypton show.
Oh, dude, yeah, for sci-fi, right? I think sci-fi is coming out with Krypton.
Yeah, let's have a show. Since the other one's doing so good, where the superhero's not in it, that we want to fucking see. Yeah, let's not have Superman.
Yeah, I don't understand the idea of like the show without the main hero in it.
Like, you don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't personally.
No, like, I don't.
Who gives a fuck?
I don't care about Krypton. I want to see fucking Kal-El of Krypton. I don't want to see any of his like ancestors roaming around on some like what you know is gonna be a shitty CGI set. and most likely if it is a sci-fi show on the Sci-Fi Network, they shoot like a ton of their stuff here in Vancouver, so they'll probably end up filming here in Vancouver.
Nice. Maybe you could
I'll go fucking harass them on set. What is this bullshit? Get out of here. I'll just burn the sets down one day, allegedly.
God damn, this shit's gonna suck. Don't you see it? Like, while you're standing in the flames.
I'm doing you a favor. This is all your favor. I'm just fucking throwing old
Tom
tails after me. Get out of here.
Oh, shit, with your fucking cats. With their knives and their mouths.
I'll send my legion of kitties after you. Sharpen your claws, kittens.
When the apocalypse starts, you know, basically when North Korea and America just drop bombs on each other and the world is basically going to be like the video game Fallout 3, Biff has offered me a cave that I could stay with him. And he's offered the cave to some other people that I know. But right here he just explains a small problem we might have staying there. And I know you got the fucking cave, so I'll be up there.
Yeah, man. It's pretty nice. It's really mossy. Like, it's got this really dense layered moss, so it's basically like a bed matting. So you're sweet, bro. You don't need nothing.
Okay. It's pretty goddamn good.
Yeah, you just gotta make sure the bears don't come in. That's all.
Oh, man, fucking bears, man. That keeps me from going camping now. I used to love going camping.
Well, me too. It was fun.
Especially, like, after, like, you know, you have the internet, you have so much more access. Like, wow, they really do fuck people up like that? Yeah. I gotta fucking go up there, man.
Yeah, you should, man. Or what about, well, can't you just go to, like, fucking Colorado or one of the places where it's, like, super cool now?
No, I'm trying to go up there with wherever the fuck you're at, man. I'm trying to get fucking psychedelic'd out.
Oh, yeah, bro. Well, yeah.
Hey, allegedly, you're the man who knows the man who knows the man.
Oh, yeah, allegedly, that is true. Allegedly, that is true. For sure. I remember, like, a couple of years ago, we were talking about that, setting up some kind of, like, psychedelic tour guide operation. We were like, yeah, you come with us. We're going to show you. We're going to take you to this place. Because, like, we know the guy that can get the stuff, allegedly. And so we just go, you know, and we find, like, I know all the cool spots to hang out here, so we'll go to a cool spot, like somewhere on the beach or in the mountains or in the woods, and just get fucking...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I want a nice setting. Fuck that bullshit. I know people say you don't fucking need it, but fuck that. I want to be fucking hippied out.
You don't, but it's fun. It won't make it worse, you know what I mean? Like, it's cool. And usually you're going to want to wind up there sooner or later, right? Like, when you're on psychedelics, you usually, like, tend to find nature.
One thing I don't want that doesn't sound interesting at all is, what's that shit, that ayahuasca that people go to when they, they, like, puke their fucking guts out?
Well, it can happen, yeah, there's a high chance of puking, if not a 100% chance of puking with ayahuasca. Ibogaine is the one that'll make
it's not even,
shit and puke. That's not really psychedelic.
That doesn't sound interesting at all.
Yeah, the ayahuasca...
Or not interesting, it doesn't sound like something I'd want to try, I should say.
Yeah, ayahuasca is just a long-term DMT trip, right? It's like a mushroom-length DMT trip. So, unlike smoking DMT, you're not gonna just, like, bam, fly into overdrive, right? Like, when you smoke it. When you drink the ayahuasca, it creeps up on you like every other kind of psychedelic would. So it hits you in waves. And whereas, like, you smoke that stuff and you skip all the steps and you're already, like, way too deep in.
No, it's great. I'm saying no.
It takes you to a happy place every time, guaranteed. You get, like, great euphoria. You come back with a, you know, interesting perspective on life, I'm sure, and yourself probably. You know.
So it's like a reset.
Yeah. Last person that tried it came back and said they're way more, like, confident with their instincts and, like, trusting themselves and, like, dealt with a bunch of, like, other shit, you know. So, you know, I think it's pretty beneficial. But, you know, definitely don't force it on anyone. Because I do know there's something about, well, they say about smoking marijuana, but it might be related to other psychedelics as well, where if you have a chance of schizophrenia or psychosis or something, it will... probably activate it. It won't activate it, sorry, but it will make it worse or bring it out more.
Ooh.
If it's something that you have.
Well, that's
not a lot of people. Those are outliers, those people, right? Where they're like, their body chemistry just does not mix with certain things for whatever reason.
Maybe we'll just stick to weed.
Well, some people smoke DMT also and feel nothing, dude. It's weird. Like, they have the opposite.
That sounds fucking weird.
Where it's like, yeah, it just has no effect. It's just like, what is that? Me, no. That shit, I'm gone, bro.
And you're like, that's another fucking plane of existence.
It was incredible.
Favorite Jean-Claude Van Damme movie?
Ooh, Hard Target off the bat.
Nice.
I just have to think quick. Yeah, I'd say Hard Target.
Hard Target is good.
What's that one where he fights a guy called Sandman? He's like a prison. You know what the problem with every Van Damme movie is? They're almost all the same. He always has a twin brother. If it's not a twin brother, it's a brother that dies. And then he comes and usurps the family. He takes the wife and kid as his own, as is the custom back in the 1400s. So, yeah, of course he does that.
He's just bringing it back, man. It's a long time for him.
It's so weird. Now I think about it, because I'm trying to think of, like, there's the kickboxer one. But then there's Street Fighter, right? Or what's it called?
Is it has its charm. Street Fighter has, like, its charm.
Not Street Fighter, though. No. Not that one. But there's one where he is a street fighter.
Oh, you're talking about there's Lionheart.
Lionheart! That's the one, dude. Lionheart, he fights a guy named Sandman. That's the main
guy. There we go. Okay. Damn.
And that's my other favorite of his, I'd say.
Okay. No Bloodsport? You're not into...
It's too easy. Everyone goes for Bloodsport.
Oh, that's just my shit. I don't give a fuck. I fucking love that goddamn
movie. See, like, but I knew you'd say that, so I have to go another way.
Oh, no, but Hard Target's pretty goddamn good.
Hard Target's that's a fun one, mainly just because I like anything that involves hunting down humans. And sport, like hunting humans for sport, is great.
I think it's gonna come. I've been saying that in a couple of old podcasts.
Why not?
I think it's coming. I think Running Man is gonna happen. Running Man's gonna happen. I'm telling you, that show is gonna happen.
I'm down with it. I just like the concept of that. That kind of show. I don't want it to be run the way Running Man was run because they were corrupt and they were like they're killing innocent people. Now what you gotta do is
do that.
You know, like what they did to Arnie there, like they framed him or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't do that shit, man. You can't do that. Like, put legit people that deserve, like, you know, to either die or make it out alive.
Like you could put, like, OJ. We could put, like, criminals, like, who, like, celebrity.
Oh, that would be cool.
So that we have celebrity episodes. Who hosts it?
Joe Rogan. This is not a factor for you, O.J. Simpson.
Oh, that's pretty damn good. And I want Duck and Trussell, like, talking to them before they enter, like, the tomb.
Oh, yeah, he's like the spiritual guru.
You're gonna fucking die, man.
That's what he's gotta say. Like Duncan Trussell, like, his name pops up, right, underneath him, like, Duncan Trussell. And then he just says to, like, the guy, he's like, you're gonna fucking die, man.
He just shoves, like, mad mushrooms in his mouth and just boom. Oh, my goodness. Fuck.
Dude, I said this last time with Taylor, but I'm saying it with you, man. Like, we need to be getting paid by these studios to write some shows. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, man.
This is gold. This is all gold. They're just going to steal it from our podcast.
It's going to fucking happen. I'm telling people that. And people look at me like crazy. Like, look, we're almost there. Fucking Fear Factor was a pretty good indication of, like, okay, yeah, people are fucking down for whatever.
Yeah.
And you'll watch it. You're going to fucking love it.
Like, when they renewed it and they had, like, the cum drinking and the piss drinking. Oh, Jesus. That's insane.
And they did it. And that was too much? Come on.
Yeah, that's what got it canceled for the second time, I guess.
That's interesting. That's so... And everything that fucking show did... And that's it. That was the one that you were just like, whoa.
I thought that was it was a great episode. I mean, it was on. Like, I remember they leaked it all online or whatever, so you could watch it.
Yeah.
And
it was
the twins episode. So it was like the twins, like both twins had to like drink like these big things of cum.
You're so fucking disgusting. You fucking whores. God bless you.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, you're right. Would you stop? Dude, can you stop fucking making my cat attack me, god damn it?
Go away, cat man.
Yeah, man, Sir Francis Drake.
Sir Francis Drake.
My nigga, got him off the streets. We're in Puerto Rico. Found this dirty bastard. Somebody found him. We thought he was a completely different color, dude. He's like, oh, he's brown, that's so cute. We give him a shower, like, Jesus Christ, you dirty fucking whore. I know he was a fucking baby, now look at him. Oh, this fucking guy.
I'm very envious of your cat.
Dude, you control fucking cats, fuck you. You could be like... That's awesome, man. I wish I could do that.
Yeah, but what I'm really working on is controlling some whales. So I want to go, like, ride a whale.
So you're going to be like a real-life fucking Aquaman, dude.
Yeah, I want to Aquaman the shit out of a whale. Oh, man, that sounds like a dolphin.
Nice. Or fucking dolphins. Who gives a fuck? Dolphins are going to take over anyway.
Oh, yeah, it's the rise of the dolphins.
I've been calling that shit for a while, too. And it's going to be, you know, Water Boxer on Twitter. He's going to be reincarnated as the Dolphin.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, and he's going to lead the Dolphin Uprising. I've been saying that for a while, too.
He's going to start the charge.
Yeah, he's going to come back as a Dolphin, and he's going to be like fucking Caesar. And we're fucked.
Son of a
bitch. Sea World, all the animals are going to be attacking people and shit.
The problem is, if we kill him, we've already set in motion. He'll just
no. We're good.
He'll become the Dolphin sooner, and the uprising will just happen sooner. So the goal is to keep Water Boxer alive as long as possible, because if he doesn't die, he can't become the Dolphin, and the uprising can't happen.
Holy shit!
We gotta cryo freeze this son of a bitch. Demolition Man style. I want Water Boxer naked in a circular tube, and I want to pour liquid all over his junk.
Yourself, not a machine. You're just going to sit there with like a cup of one after another just...
Yeah, not even the freezing liquid. I just want to put regular liquid. I'll let a professional do the freezing stuff. I just want to put a liquid on his naked body.
Fucking A. Oh, man. Yeah, man. Because it's either that or we're just his slaves when he's like Dolphin King. What's going on? What you got down in the pipeline besides, what's that cooking show about, dude? When the fuck is that coming?
When I can afford to cook food. Hey, man, it's a struggle every day over here right now. I did just get a bunch of new accessories in for my camera, so hopefully quite soon. But, yeah.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, you know, because I had a bunch of footage, and it turned out to be a bunch of crappy footage. And so I was like, well, I'm not putting out bad footage like that, so I don't want I want to put out a quality product. So back to the drawing boards, you know, 2015 will be the rise of Biff. Cooking with Biff. I got some ideas planned. But, you know, I also want, if anyone wants to send me recipes, you know, for other things to cook, send it to me at BiffSweetwater@gmail.com or hit me up on Twitter at BiffsWord with an E, not with an O.
Do it now.
Yeah.
You may have heard me rant about this this app, Tinder. You know, you see pictures of people and you just swipe to the right, and if you want to meet them or if you're interested, you know, you get a notification, and I don't know how to fucking work it. I can't never get anything. But Biff, I figure I ask him, the pro, because he actually found his wife up there. They're married and they met on Tinder. So ask him for some fucking tips, and you'll be surprised what the secret is. Pretty obvious. That's how it went down. Found your wife, Tinder, just swiping left, right.
Yep, I swipe them all just to the same side.
Oh, that's the secret. Oh, so I just need to just say, don't look at that. Don't read that. Just right.
Yeah, you wait till there's a match, and then you look at the profile, and then you, like, because otherwise it's too much time, like, you know, to invest. Like, I'm busy, I'm taking the bus, I'm listening to the Rain Man podcast, I'm flipping through, I can't look at all these pictures. Most of these pictures might not even be them, so, like, let's just see if we got a match first, and then I'll take my time. I'll write some nice messages, and we'll get to know each other. And then we go out on a date, and yes, it's just like, bam, instant chemistry. And then we're like taking trips all over the place, like doing shit you probably do like months and months into it.
And we're both get married.
Together, and then live together for a few months, and bam, get married. We're maniacs. Yeah, we're crazy.
It's a beautiful thing.
Love
that fucking
it.
Wedding. That wedding looked real chill.
It's super cool.
Which I just loved it. I was like, that just looks like
my best man was a white guy with dreads, all right? If that lets you know anything about the scale of this wedding. And he came up perfect. Like, I gave him the rings. He comes out with like two ring pops.
Beautiful.
One strawberry flavor for her, one blue raspberry for me.
Interesting.
Yeah, I wanted to do that's something silly. I wanted to do something silly for the wedding, you know? I was like, people are going to be around there watching us, just like a few of our friends. But I was like, I want to pull out these ring pops for our rings as a joke or whatever.
My cousin, my first cousin, he did the same shit. He proposed to his wife with a fucking ring pop. I think he said some shit like if the Giants win the Super Bowl, he's going to fucking propose to her. And the goddamn Giants won.
That's badass.
Ring pops. Yeah, now they got two fucking beautiful kids now. Yeah, it's fucking great. So that's it. That's the key. Tinder and life. Just get on Tinder. Marry. Podcast. I mean, happy.
Didn't happen overnight, bro. I took a lot of Tindering.
So the bad Tinders are what's the phrase for that? Just Tindering.
It's just, you know, just beware, it's man. Going. Beware of the fatties, man. There's unless that's your thing. If you like fatties, then. Well, yeah, still beware of them, because, you know, then you're aware of where they are, and that's good.
I've seen some badass 250s in my day.
You can wear it right, man. You can wear it. I've been all kinds of bodies, big and tall, skinny and small, and thick and wide, you know, it don't matter, man.
There you go.
They're all good. They're all good for pushing.
Oh, see? That's a haiku.
Oh, right, man. I fucking love it, dude.
Fuck that, dude. I need to go there for a weekend and just sit on your couch and have fucking Tinder and some weed and just fucking just...
Oh, you'll clean up here, dude. You'll clean up here. Kidding me? On Tinder, you'll clean up.
Yeah, I'm a foreigner.
Yeah, man.
Fucking foreigner, Jesus Christ. No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're American. You'll get pulled in Canada. Plus, all the broads from Vancouver are probably, like, international chicks anyway from somewhere else.
Oh, shit.
So you'll meet, like, you can meet a Chinese chick from China or a Japanese girl from Japan here.
That's my trip. That's my ticket to fucking Japan.
Yeah.
My dream fucking trip.
Dude, you know how many... There's like a blog on like Tumblr or something about rich Japanese chicks or rich Chinese chicks in Vancouver. It's insane. Like, these bros got money. You know, you just gotta hope you find one that is that wants to make her dad mad. You know what I mean?
Excellent.
Because, like, it's not appropriate to date outside of the family race.
You know what? It sounds really fucking dangerous. That just popped in my head. Like, I don't want no, like, Yakuza daughter bitch. Like, I don't want, like...
make you perform, like, what is it, seppuku, if you're, oh, like, bad? Oh, my God. Cut your own inside.
Yeah, up. Dude. Like, no. She can't. I gotta make sure it's just, like, some regular fucking dad or some shit. Like, if it's, like, some Yakuza fucking kingpin, I'm fucked beyond belief. Whether it's the lighting in my room or the voice or whatever it is, but anytime I do a podcast with someone, they always think I'm black. And when I did Biff's podcast a while back, he mistaken me for being black, and he asked me, we talked about Ferguson and stuff, and I guess he got a different, I guess, answer. Or just, I kind of caught him off guard when I explained to him, no, I'm not black, I'm Puerto Rican and Mexican. So we actually get into that, and we spark an idea that a project I'll be doing for Black History Month.
Coming to NBC this fall.
So it's Rain Man versus Stone Darrow, The Catalyst.
The Catalyst.
That's like the crossover issue. That's the
one man can control cats. The other, Puerto Ricans.
Fucking wish. Dude, I'm like, I listen back to my fucking podcast. I'm like, oh my God, I like denounce my race so much. Like, I'm just like big, I didn't choose this. Like, who? I can't be.
I'm a fucking good racist. Deal. I thought you were black.
Every fucking person.
If you listen back
person.
To the one that we did together on mine, I'm like, oh, so you're black, right? What do you think about Ferguson?
Dude, no. And I'm just like, okay, yeah, it's the fucking government. I don't see color. I see and hate and love everyone equally.
Yeah,
I'm like, no. But, dude, if you listen back to any podcast I've ever been on, that always pops up. It's like, yeah, so you're black? Or, like, no.
Yes.
And it'd be like, oh, yeah, you're the only black guy I know. Like, actually, no, I'm not. At all.
Yeah. Well, I guess you know none of them.
I'm like, I know plenty. It's like, I know fucking plenty of them, but no, I'm not one. Sorry. Well, that wasn't like your agenda on that fucking podcast. Well, you called me on to talk about black issues. Like, I hope that's not it. That hasn't happened yet, but I'm waiting for it.
That'll be funny.
Yes, that'll be great. Why the fuck should I know?
Yeah, I want you to be on like some kind of black panel show. Be
like you show all these faces, like some fucking, you know, what's that dude's name? Some Al Sharpton type dude. And then I just pop up like on my phone, like I don't know.
Dude, for February coming up, you should even just like make a spoof yourself of like maybe like, yeah, if there's people that ask you that, like get those clips together, like come out and put a thing for Black History Month, or make some kind of like, you gotta like make some kind of joke out of Black History Month thing for February.
That's funny, man. I could just be like, I don't know.
Yeah, but like, this week in Black History, I don't know.
He did something.
Like do some proper voice and then just cut to like, yeah, I don't.
Yeah, it just keeps cutting to me. Like, did you know Martin Luther King smoked cigarettes? Like, I could say that.
Disparaging
did.
Things. Storage figures.
Wait, I gotta fucking write this down.
Malcolm X raped a woman.
All right, that's the podcast. You can follow Biff Sweetwater at Biff's Word. All right, that's W-E-R-D. All right. This was so much fun to listen back to while editing. I forgot some of the stuff we even talked about. There'll be more in the future, man. It's so much fun talking to him. And let me know what you think of this format, everyone. Get back to me. Let me know what you think. I like it. It actually turned out different from what I thought. It kind of has the same vibe of my solo podcast. So, yes, that's it. Again, thanks to Biff. This is the first episode of this, and it turned out great. And, yeah, that's about it. Let me get out of here. Later.
All right.
Let me get out of here.
Have a great night. Happy holidays to you, man.
You too, sir.
Have a great time.
Enjoy it.
You going to go hang out with the family?
Yeah, we're right here, man. We ain't going nowhere. Got the fucking presents here. Everybody has fucking gift cards. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
that's it.
I always bootleg shit off the internet for my family. Allegedly. Yeah. Allegedly.
That's how we're going to end it right there. All right. Stoned Arrow. Rain Man. What is it? Fuck, the cat something? God damn it. We had a word for it.
The Catalyst.
The Catalyst. Okay. All right, this is issue one, The Catalyst. There it is. All right, I got it. Excellent. All right, brother.
Awesome.
Have a good night.
Yeah, brother. Take care, man.
Yep, later. Yep.